DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Andy Valver in Bonn. Worshippers filled churches across the United States on Sunday to mourn the victims of a gunman's elementary school rampage in Newtown, Connecticut, that killed 20 children and 6 adults. President Barack Obama is due to appear later at an interfaith vigil to help the town recover. On Friday, a 20-year-old gunman shot his way into the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown and shot students and staff with the civilian version of a powerful military rifle and at least 2 handguns. Victims were hit multiple times and at least one was shot 11 times, said authorities. All the dead children were either 6 or 7 years old. In Egypt, unofficial results showed Sunday that a majority of the Egyptians who cast their ballots in a referendum have backed a disputed draft constitution favored by President Mohamed Morsi and his Islamist allies. Voters turned out in large numbers in Cairo and in most of the 10 provinces where the first round of voting occurred on Saturday. According to the state-run Al-Akhbar newspaper, 59% of the votes counted were in favor of the Islamist-backed constitution. The Muslim Brotherhood's Freedom and Justice Party calculated support at 57%. The second phase of the polling is due in the rest of the country on December 22nd. After Syrian Air Force planes bombed a Palestinian refugee camp near Damascus on Sunday, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas appealed for an immediate halt to firing on camps in Syria. At least 8 civilians were killed in the raid. Also on Sunday, Syrian government forces carried out air raids on the Damascus suburbs of Arbin, Zamalka, and Harasta. Altogether, violence across Syria throughout the day killed a total of 52 people. Japan's conservative Liberal Democratic Party, or LDP, looks to regain power in an election on Sunday, just 3 years after a devastating defeat. This will give former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe a chance to push through his hawkish security agenda and a radical economic recipe. According to an Asahi TV projection, the LDP will have at least 291 seats in Parliament's 480-member lower house, and together with its small ally, the New Komeito Party, it will have a 2/3 majority. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma tried to calm the concerns of rating agencies and investors about sluggish growth in South Africa on Sunday and insisted that the country was not falling apart. He delivered the comments in his opening address to a conference of the ruling African National Congress, or ANC, which will choose its leadership for the next 5 years. Zuma said 2 downgrades by international ratings agencies this year did not mean South Africa was in trouble. At the conference, Zuma is expected to get enough support to head off a challenge to his party chief position from Deputy President Kgalema Motlanthe. By retaining the ANC leadership, Zuma will be in pole position to secure a second 5-year term as South Africa's president in the next national election in 2014. The European Union and Singapore agreed on terms of a free trade deal on Sunday, a move that should further open that Asian country's markets for financial services and make it easier for European automakers to export there. After the completion of negotiations by the European Commission, the EU executive and member states and the European Parliament need to sign off for the agreement to come into force. Although EU countries have sometimes rejected such deals for political reasons, this is unlikely to happen with Singapore, as EU leaders in October called for a swift conclusion of negotiations. In Mali, the interim prime minister has chosen a new government, with some top posts going to people close to the leader of this year's coup. Interim Prime Minister Diango Sisoko's list was announced on state television Saturday evening. Certain positions are going to candidates considered close to the coup leader, such as positions of Minister of Defense, Interior, Security, and Justice. And now in Bundesliga soccer, Borussia Dortmund ended its 3-game run with a victory by winning 3-1 at relegation-threatened Hoffenheim. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle News.